We are back. I'm Clarissa Blitzky.
And I'm Georgia Neal, and welcome to the Cricket Scotland podcast.
From our national teams to our grassroots scene, we'll be chatting about all things Scottish cricket.
You can join us every week for the latest news, player interviews, and stories from across Scotland.
New year, new podcast. Here we are, George. How excited are you to be on the Cricket Scotland podcast in 2024?
Very excited, Clara. Really looking forward to it. Talk to some people that I've not spoken to before, maybe some people that I have spoken to before. There's some great stories out there within the national setup and at the grassroots level. I'm really excited to shine a light on those stories and hopefully raise the profile of certain people and certain clubs within the country.
George, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, what you're doing here, what are you bringing to the pod?
Oh, well, whether or not I'm bringing anything particularly special to the pod's probably up for debate, but I'm George O'Neill. I'm a sports journalist with the BBC in Glasgow. I moved to Scotland when I was 21 to study and have stayed ever since, fallen in love with the place, fell back in love with cricket up here. Love playing in Scotland, playing at all the brilliant different places across the country and meeting new people and following all the brilliant stories that are out there, which hopefully we can pick up on a bit.
That is definitely a plan. There's so many great people across Scottish cricket, which is exactly why I fell in love with it. I also moved up here to study 5 years ago now, which feels like about a million in a good way. I should probably reintroduce myself. I was going to say, obviously, you guys have heard me before. That's awfully presumptuous of me. You might have heard me before in previous episodes of the podcast, and I'm so absolutely delighted to be back. I don't know if they'll regret asking me to come back, but here we are. Hopefully, I can bring a lot of what I've learned across the last few years in sports content, working mainly in cricket across Scotland and England. So yeah, I would like to think I know a lot about cricket, and I'm sure I'm going to get challenged on that by you, George. And I can't wait.
Yeah, no, it should be really good fun. And obviously moving into the new year, it's a big year for club cricketers everywhere. Obviously this might be the season that I finally crack the game. It's highly unlikely. And then obviously for the national team as well, there's plenty coming up.
It's going to be an absolutely chock-a-block year for Scottish cricket in general. We've got something huge happening every single month until about June, I think. So, and obviously beyond, but my brain will only go to June. So for now, we'll take the next 6 months as being a super exciting time for Scottish cricket. And we're going to be bringing you guys along the whole journey, which I can be more excited about personally. And starting with the Men's Under-19 Cricket World Cup, which kicks off very, very soon in South Africa. I'm personally really looking forward to watching it, George. What about you?
Yeah, can't wait. Any sort of cricket on the telly this time of the year is always a treat. And when it's Scotland at a national tournament, even more so. We had the pleasure of talking to Owen Gould for this episode, and he was fantastic and really, really good chat. And he revealed some things about himself and about the team that were really insightful and really funny at times. And so it's a treat for listeners coming up, Clara.
Oh, yeah. My personal favourite part was the karaoke. So make sure you stay on for that. And you'll actually never guess what the karaoke song of choice was. I was shocked. But yeah, if we talk about the cricket a little bit more, obviously the World Cup has been moved from Sri Lanka to South Africa, which presents a different environment for the team. We spoke to Owen a little bit about that. I'm wondering how you think it's going to impact the game, if at all, George.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, it's the same for everyone. So on that front, it's a massive, massive factor, but it's the same massive change for everyone. Going from playing on Sri Lankan wickets, turning the humidity out there as well as the heat. Obviously, South Africa will be hot, but it's a very different type of heat and faster, bouncier pitches, obviously. But a challenge for the guys going out there. And as Owen said, they're raring to get going. They're really, really excited to get out there and show the world what they're made of.
Yeah,
To
I'm
be honest.
hoping the dry weather out there will have produced some roads because I'd like to see the seamers get a little bit of action out there in the middle, and also just nicer when you're a batter, isn't it, to have the ball coming onto the bat a little bit quicker. So yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to watch. I love watching cricket, otherwise I wouldn't be here. So yeah, I
I mean,
can't wait.
it's a nice treat through the winter as well, looking at places with a bit of sun and a little window
Yeah.
into what winter's like
What could be possible?
in different countries. What could be?
Yeah, as we said, we spoke to Owen back in December about his World Cup prep, how the team's been going. And yeah, I reckon let's play that tape now.
So, Owen, pleasure to have you on. This is the third consecutive under-19 Men's World Cup that Scotland will be competing in. You've been drawn in a group with England, the West Indies, South Africa. It's obviously on paper pretty tough, but just tell us how you're feeling heading into the tournament.
Yeah, thanks very much for having me, first of all. Appreciate it. Good to be here. But no, I think we're all really, really excited. Pretty excited to face the challenge of, three big test nations, but I think it will be, a good challenge for us that we're looking to go in and hopefully cause a bit of an upset with one of them. But yeah, mainly just looking forward to it at the moment. Get some time away in the sun in January and have a good time, hopefully.
And obviously, it was a unbeaten record in the qualifiers, the European qualifier there. It must have been pretty good for confidence heading into a global tournament, knowing that you've performed well leading into it.
No, yeah, 100%. There was some. It was a bit of a mixed qualifying event. There was some. The quality of teams we faced was a bit varied, but we did what needed to be done and came out with what four strong wins and yeah, and a good spot leading up to the World Cup. Yeah.
And in terms of you captaining the group, how's that been? Have you had much captaincy experience before, and what does it mean to you leading your country in a World Cup? Must be pretty cool.
Oh no, it's so cool. It's a huge honor, and I'm also pretty grateful with the group of guys I'm surrounded by as well. Certainly the lead up to the qualifiers and the qualifiers was some of the best fun I've had as a team. And to be captain of it, I'm pretty proud of that. I know looking forward to captaining on the big world stage and hopefully continue our good form and cause an upset or two. But no, sure, it's a big honor and very, very grateful to be surrounded by the group of people that I am.
Absolutely. And leading the team out, there might be the odd game on Sky, on TV, whatnot. Have you given any thought to your singing voice and singing in front of the cameras and getting a fresh haircut or anything like that?
Yeah, there's been quite a lot of chat about that around the guys. I think some of us need to touch up on our anthem and our singing a bit. Definitely a few haircuts need to be sorted out. But no, I think there's a lot of chat whether it'll be increase of pressure or a bit of a just, what's the worst that can happen? So I think we're all looking forward to not really going in with too much weight on our shoulders or anything. We're just, yeah, looking forward to it and gonna enjoy every minute of being on TV.
You spoke.
That's the most important part, isn't it? The being on TV.
Exactly.
Yeah, as George said, like the group is pretty tough. You've got South Africa who've got to the quarterfinals in 2022, and obviously England who lost to India in the final. But should we just talk about West Indies for a minute? Like, what we're talking about an upset. Do you think it could happen there? Obviously, I don't want to put commentator's curse on it, but if I had to, I'm not a betting person, but if I was, I think mine would land on West Indies. What do you reckon?
I think from what we've spoken about as a team, the West Indies tend to be a team that come into under-19 World Cups with a bit less of that sort of team environment around them, because obviously the West Indies is a whole lot of islands. They didn't get a whole lot of training together before the World Cup. So from that point of view, it has been mentioned that they may be the team to eye up, but I suppose at this point, we're more just looking to work hard and hopefully just put one good performance together against any of them. Because I do believe that we have a strong enough team. The environment we've got is pretty good that if we come off, I think we have a chance of giving any of those teams a game. So yeah, there's not too much of eyeing a particular game, but yeah, for sure, West Indies are a team that I think we could beat, hopefully.
Hopefully. My fingers will
Yeah.
be crossed for every single match.
Yeah, all of them. All of
Yeah.
them. Yeah, there's just one win we need to qualify to the next round of the tournament. So I think going into it, that's probably our aim. Just one scalp and get us through to the next stage would be a really huge result for us, I think.
Going to
Yeah.
ask you about games actually. Obviously I don't expect you to list like the amount of runs that you hope to score personally or like individual aims or anything specific like that, but is it just about making the most of the experience, going out there, testing yourself against some of the best players of your age in the world and coming away from it better players than you were going out?
Oh, 100%. I think, I mean, I've spoken to, I'm quite fortunate that I know quite a lot of people that have either been to South Africa for their under 19 World Cup or been to our under 19 World Cup. And I think the most common thing I get back from all of them is, speak to as many people as you can. Don't feel too much pressure on yourself to perform. Like you're at the end of the day, you're there because you're supposed to be there. You're playing against the best players in the world for your age with some pretty big names and coaches and just general names and of big players, and just going away and trying to learn as much, playing in a new environment on the big stage, I think is the main priority, as opposed to coming out with it with a few scores under your belt. So I think it's more about, yeah, more about going out and learning and getting the most of the experience, because I think it will be a huge learning opportunity for all of us, for sure.
And then you said there about how many people you know that have gone through this pathway that have then that have had this experience. Is it must be like really heartening for the guys going out, you included, to look at the senior setup on the men's side and see Tom McIntosh and see Jack Jarvis and see these guys that have come through the last under-19s tournament and are now getting recognised in the senior national team.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big, I think it's a thing that every single person in our under 19 group look up to. We see these boys that have gone to the under 19 World Cup, played well, learned a lot, come back a lot better players, and have gone on to then play for Scotland in the next couple of years. So yeah, it's definitely something that's in the back of all of our minds. Because it would be a huge honour to play for your country. Never mind the under 19 World Cup. But yeah, no, for sure it's something that we all think about. And to see these guys go on and push on from under 19s to go play for their country is very cool. And yeah, we're all hoping to follow in their footsteps, I guess.
You said just before we hit record there, you're telling us that today you've been to the gym in the morning and then you've watched Harry Potter. But is there any cricket specific prep that you've done other than immersing yourself in cinema leading up to the tournament? Any cricket specific stuff you can share with us?
Yeah, obviously lots of movie watching to get in the right headspace. But no, there's lots of stuff in place at the moment to get prepared for the World Cup. And we have training around we've had it 2 times a week for the past couple of months. With a lot of heat chamber stuff as well, which has been really, really important and really, really good fun. I mean, obviously it's changed from Sri Lanka to South Africa. So a lot of our stuff was prioritizing getting ready for the humidity, but I don't think any of that's going to be a negative for getting ready for South Africa, because it's still going to be pretty hot there, I think. But no, there's been lots of training. We've been working really hard with Scotty, our S&C coach, to get a lot of work in the gym, all getting fit and strong for the World Cup, because it's obviously a big physical like commitment as well, a month away with a lot of games in a very short space of time. So getting in a good physical condition is very important. But no, there's been lots of preparation around it. Personally, I've been doing a lot of work with the Edinburgh Cricket Academy as well, which has been really beneficial to me. And I know a few of the guys as well have been away to Pakistan and India. So yeah, everyone's been on their own sort of individual journey, but a lot of the stuff has been pretty focused and specific to us. But no, it's all going really, really well, and I think we're all all coming back together in the next couple of weeks before we head out, and should get some time as a team before we head out, which would be really good.
When you get together as a group, you as captain, you'll obviously be looked to as one of the more senior guys in the group, but who can you turn to? Are there people in the group that you have within that leadership group that help you out with stuff like that?
Yeah, no, for sure. There's definitely a few, but I think one of the main things I've focused on when captaining this group is creating a strong team environment. I think that's, in a way, maybe not more important, but certainly as of equal importance to having a good cricketing group as having a good team environment, an environment where you can, you know, positively critique each other and learn from each other and, you know, just be in a competitive space where it's beneficial. So I think from that point of view, having, I can almost rely on, well, I can rely on everyone in the team to get some leadership advice, but there are certainly players with, like we've got, for example, Mackenzie Jones, who's played a pretty high level of cricket down in Essex. So he's a really good guy to speak to. And there's a few like that who have a lot of experience. And, you know, I don't think I've ever taken the view that it's my team or anything of the such. It's more, we all work together to create a good environment. And yeah, it's more of a team thing than I take a leadership role. It's a strong environment of everyone equally inputting. And I think that's one of the main things of why we did so well at the qualifiers, is because of that team sort of ethos we have.
Yeah, I mean, if you look across some of the individual performances from those qualifiers, you've got some insane talent in this group, which bodes obviously very well for going out there. You've got opener Jamie, who was player of the tournament in the Europe regional qualifiers. You've got Addy, you've got Alec, with some unreal bowling performances against Italy and Jersey, respectively. So aside from yourself, obviously, who would you say are the ones to watch going into this tournament?
Yeah, I think coming out of the qualifiers was quite a good sign as well, from another point of view, of being that it wasn't, although Jamie was very consistent throughout the tournament, our winning wasn't down to one person, which I think we were all quite proud of. There was a different contributor in every single game. But, you know, from the sort of ones to watch perspective, there's always a few. I think Bader is always a character, always one to watch. He'll probably hit some of the biggest sixes you'll ever see. Mackenzie as well, very talented bowler. It was just Jamie as well. He's always one to watch. He's a bit of a crazy one out in the middle, but scores a lot of runs and seems to do it for fun at the most of the times. But, you know, I think hopefully we'll go into this tournament and there'll be a different performer every game is what I'd hope to happen.
I mean, so obviously going to the World Cup, that's a pretty cool milestone in your career. But if you go back to where cricket started for you, what are your first memories of playing, getting into the game? And yeah, talk me through how you got into the game, where it started.
Yeah, it's actually quite a wholesome story, because the person that got me into cricket, I'm now playing with at the World Cup. So, but I played for a hockey club called Clydesdale. And at Clydesdale is a cricket and hockey club. And hockey was my main sport for quite a long time, until at school we were playing softball. And from hockey, I had pretty decent hand eye, I would say. At which point Nicol, who's coming with us to the World Cup, said to me, I should join the cricket club, and it all sort of went from there, to be honest with you. And I've played hockey and cricket now for a while, but I think now the cricket's starting to slowly take over and the hockey's playing a bit of a lesser role in my life.
No, that's such a cool story. And you were playing hockey with him, or and it's progressed from there, or?
Yeah, I played hockey with Nicol. I was at school, because we went to the same school together, and we were playing softball cricket for PE, I think. And then I think he just saw that through hockey I was quite good at just trying to whack the softball as far as I could, and just told me I should come along to Clydesdale and play some cricket as well. And I absolutely loved it from the start. So
Pretty good place to play, Clydesdale, as well.
Yeah, it's a lovely place to play, and it's got, yeah, it's done, I owe a lot to them for where my cricket is now. But no, it was the perfect place to learn to love cricket and sort of just tell its own story, because how much I loved it from a young age.
And then now, as I understand it, you're at university. How's it been, obviously going away to a tournament? How's that been balancing commitments with uni and your cricket?
Well, I've actually been quite fortunate this year in the sense that I've changed course. So last year I did engineering and this year I'm doing sports science. So I'm still in first year this year technically, meaning that all the courses that I did last year count towards this year, meaning I'm essentially studying part-time, which has worked out quite nicely for the sort of prep for the World Cup. But balancing the two is, you know, when you love something as much as cricket, you find time for it. So it's not really been a huge burden to me. If anything, the uni work's maybe not had as much priority as it should have done, but for the most part, it's been okay to manage, and it's been quite good, in fact, because I've started sports science this year, and it's a lot of the stuff we're doing with the sort of heat chamber and the S&C prep for the World Cup has been quite interchangeable with what I'm studying. So it's actually gone better than I thought it could. So no, it's been good fun. And in terms of uni cricket, it's really great for it because I'm at Edinburgh Uni and they are in the Bucks Prem. So we end up playing against some really, really good teams from down south. So like your Loughborough, your Durham, your Cardiff Met, your very good teams from down south. And you end up getting to play a pretty good standard of cricket through that as well. So it's all working quite nicely at the moment.
No, I'm sure we can all relate to maybe sacking off uni work, especially in first year. So it's nice to hear that you're prioritizing your cricket, because from a selfish point of view, we all want Scotland to do as well as we can, obviously. If we can drift into some more, maybe more get to know you, get to know the squad, a bit more fun type questions. Is there anyone in the squad that you're hoping that you don't get landed with as a roommate? Anyone like that? Any bad habits that off the pitch, on the pitch, you want to avoid if possible?
I think I could name you 14 of them, to be honest with you. But no, I think to say, I think I'm quite lucky. I think I get my own room at the World Cup. I was just in charge today of picking the rooms for everyone, which was quite a fun task. But no, there's a few interesting characters around the team. Bader and Jamie Dunk are the two that jump to mind for me. But no, I think as a squad generally, we all get on very well. So. It tends to just be funny when two people get put together who they don't want to be together. They just get in each other's hair, and it's like watching an old couple fight, to be honest. But no, not too many. But yeah.
You've clearly got two in mind there.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to know stories. We need context.
Well, I need to think what I'm allowed to tell. Jamie was coming up to train from down south to train in Edinburgh, and the session was cut short a bit this week because the hall that we usually train in is getting their floor redone. And Jamie put a message into our group chat after the training and was like, "Does anyone fancy a net? If so, is there any places in Edinburgh we can train?" And he's maybe a bit too easy to pull his leg, but one of us put Edinburgh Castle, and he was then looking for about half an hour trying to rent out Edinburgh Castle for a net, which I think just about sums up Jamie as a sort of nutter, I think is the way to put it. But yeah, it's always a funny
That's
one.
unreal. Where in the castle? I reckon there's enough room in the castle for like a decent net setup.
I have a cricket net.
Yeah,
Yeah, they're probably, to be honest with you. But no,
the big hall that they do. Yeah, I reckon you're on something there. Jamie's actually got a business idea going, so don't knock it.
up a net service in Edinburgh Castle.
Yeah, and then we can do all of the Scotland promo from there. Wow, God, it's all coming together.
It's a maybe something to look into.
And talking about people with terrible habits, not saying that Edinburgh, thinking Edinburgh Castle is a decent net area, is a terrible habit, but have you got any cricket icks, anything that people do that just makes you cringe cricket-wise?
Oh, to be fair, I'm one of the more less OCD cricket players around. But The keeping in short sleeve always bugs me. That's always a pretty big ick for me. But the standing back to spinners, probably won't see that much at the World Cup, but when you do see it, it's it always gets me, like, always annoys me. Or the you ever seen people mark their guard with a bail?
Sorry.
That really, if you're standing behind the stump and someone asks for a guard and takes the bail off and like hammers it into the ground, can't stand it.
Oh,
So
wow.
I think that's from, I don't think that's a problem in Scotland, because I think the reason that that originated is like if the ground's too hard to scratch your guard into.
I don't
But
see it
you're
all that
right.
often in Scotland for
No.
the roads that we have up here, but yeah, those three are the three that jump to mind.
And obviously, cricket is your favourite sport to play, followed closely by hockey. But what's your favourite sport to watch?
I can't say cricket.
No, you can't say cricket.
I'm starting to get into my football this year.
Okay.
Not religiously, but I do enjoy watching that, especially when the World Cup's on or something like that. Big rugby fan. Enjoy when the Six Nations are on or the World Cup or anything like that. Getting into my golf actually.
Oh dear,
Weird.
starting early.
Yeah, I feel like that's sort of a prerequisite of being a cricketer, being into golf. So starting to hop on that trend. But yeah, I'll basically watch anything that's got a ball in it, to be honest with you.
What's your handicap, Owen? What are you playing off?
Oh, I'm absolutely terrible. I've only started going to the range fairly recently, so it's more just how far I can hit it as opposed to how many shots I can get it in the hole.
And now we've got some fun questions for you. Not that all of the things we've already asked you weren't incredibly fun. But okay, picture this. You're in the car, passenger seat, someone hands you the aux. What song are you putting on?
Oh, if I was to try and impress my friends, I think I'd go for someone like Kanye West. But if I'm being realistic, it will be closer to Ed Sheeran or Taylor Swift. Probably something from the Divide, which is definitely the best album of all time. Definitely. Yeah.
Wow, I can't even hide my shock.
Not my proudest, but I can't deny it. Can't
That's a
deny it.
huge claim. What's your favorite song on Divide, or is it just too many to think of?
I'm a big fan of New Man.
Okay, how does it go?
That's a personal favorite.
I can't say I've heard that one. You're gonna have to give me a while.
Na 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 na. I heard he spent £500 on jeans. Goes to the gym at least 6 times a week. I can't believe I'm doing that.
Yeah, I know that one now. Thank you.
Something like that. Yeah. Very
Yeah.
tuneful. So hypothetically, obviously I'm looking into the future here, but say there's a group stage win out in South Africa, back in the changing rooms, you've done Flower of
Yeah.
Scotland, you're going for Ed Sheeran.
And we actually have a bit of a team song going.
Okay.
It's called that this one I was introduced to at the qualifiers, but it's a bit of a banger. It's called 079 Me. If you haven't listened, I don't think I could sing that one. It's not really a singable one. It's more of a bump your head,
Right.
cheer sort of.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll have a
that's
look
it.
it up after this.
That's
So,
our that was sort of our team from the qualifiers, which ended up being a bit
079
of
me.
like 5 times a session. 079
Wow.
Me. Yeah,
Oh, okay.
great song.
Who was the last person you texted, and can you tell us what you or they said?
I'm gonna guarantee you it was my mum. Oh, it was my dad actually. Nothing particularly interesting. He'd been sending me emails and I'd not been getting them. And then he phoned me to try and fix my email and I clicked refresh and they were all there. So not the most exciting one, but me being a bit of an idiot with technology is what's happened
It's a
there.
very daft thing though
Yeah.
to email.
Oh, to be fair, I'm more of the more of the insist on a phone call because I don't really answer my texts. It's very bad.
Before we jumped on this, Owen, Clara might have dubbed you in here, but she told me that your phone lock screen might be something that people want to know about, unless it's changed. Can you talk us through what your phone screensaver is?
It has not changed.
Has it not? Wow, that's commitment.
Is, but my lock screen is a certain Kendall Jenner. Yeah, I have a bit of a mild crush on Kendall Jenner, I think you'd say. There was one of the questions in the sort of get to know me under 19 World Cup things was, who would you like to invite to your dinner party? And the first name in the list was Kendall Jenner. Yeah.
Go impress out in
Not my
South
proudest
Africa. You
moment,
never
but
know. You never know. She might be watching. She might actually
really, I'm
laugh
really
when we're
outing
here.
myself on this, aren't I? I'm really outing
It's okay.
myself,
It's only
but
going out to the whole world. You'll be fine.
oh dear, oh dear, my true colors are coming out.
It's okay. And Kendall Jenner loving Ed Sheeran fan. Owen Gould, everyone.
But yeah, no, Owen, that's been superb stuff. Thank you very much for joining us on the
No
Cricket
problem at all.
Scotland
It's been great.
podcast. And yeah, all the best out in South Africa.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for being on. See you later.
Was a fantastic chat with Owen Gould there. And as we said, wishing the 19s all the best out in South Africa. And I'm sure they'll smash it. And thank you again to Owen for his time.
That brings us to the end of the episode already, George. Can you believe it?
Time flies when you're having fun, doesn't it, Clara?
Absolutely zooms by.
What I would encourage people to do ahead of next week, obviously we want to hear from you, the Scottish cricketing public. We want to hear, especially through the winter and then into the summer, we want to hear if there's any stories that you want highlighting at your club, any individuals, initiatives that clubs are running that we should know about that you want to shine a light on, and get in touch with us through social media. Use the hashtag CS Pod or Cricket Scotland Podcast, and we will endeavour to get in touch with you because we want to highlight these stories. It's not just about the national teams. Cricket in Scotland is so much more than that, and we want to highlight the individuals and the teams that are part of that. So yeah, we'd encourage you all to get in touch. And then we can hopefully go through some of those next time. And going forward, you can probably get the best of those on as interviewees, hopefully, Clara.
Yeah, I know they'll go through an absolutely rigorous selecting process. I'm joking. I'm joking. We want to hear from absolutely everybody. As George said, cricket in Scotland is so rich and full of so many amazing people. So we would love to hear and share all of these stories. Thank you so much to everybody for listening. Welcome back to the Cricket Scotland podcast. It's been an absolute pleasure to have Owen on. A pleasure to talk to you as well, George. And we will see you all next week.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.